That is that band, Artificial Intelligence in Texas. And that's a song called Suddenly There's No Ocean Here, or something like that. So I think that's a great track. Go and check these bands out. Misery Slims, C'est La Vie's, Artificial Intelligence in Texas. Go look for them on Spotify. They're worth a listen, man. They're worth a listen. Okay. All right, man. We're here, dude. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This the pre-show has turned into that, isn't it? It's just like testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Don, how are you doing, buddy?
Good. I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on your program. I have today, yesterday, I opened a Twitter account, and I'll find that interesting to see. I've noticed that Bobby Dooley has 4,000 followers. Is that right?
Yes, she does. Bobby's been on for a long time.
I had a Twitter account for a long time, Mr. Bowman.
The name is Don Channel 19 News.
Oh, that's right. My father used to watch you.
Uh-huh. And anyway.
The sea, the sand. Kind of hard to read these fucking things, man.
Okay, here we are lined up for the tube races. First ferret at the finish line. That's our winner. Got a
That'll work. So we use the old TriCaster as an audio computer. Isn't that bitchin'? All right, we don't have to listen to that shit. The sea, the sand. Test 1, 2. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Don Berman. Don Berman has been accepted at yet a new alcohol rehab place called Seabreeze. Let's see. Yes, it's called Moderate Weather. It's called Ocean Spray.
Like the cranberry juice?
No, not the cranberry juice. I'm going to have to be dealing with him. It's going to be a long night. Seabreeze. So I think Seabreeze sounds cool. I just don't know if there is such a place as a Seabreeze rehab place. Seabreeze Rehab and Nursing Center. Seabreeze Rehab, Vero Beach, Florida. God damn it. What about Ocean Spray? Ocean Wave? Ocean Breeze? What? Ocean Breeze Recovery Reviews. Ocean Breeze Recovery, South Florida Addiction Center. Fuck me. How about Frolicking Dolphins? The only girl for me. I was reading an interview with John Lennon who said that he thought the song, one of the songs, I can't remember now, thought it was sucked. He hated the lyrics. You know, there was an interview where he talked about hating the lyrics on a lot of the songs that he wrote. You'd go back and listen to the lyrics, go, oh shit, why did I write that? Very, very interesting. You know, I got Norco as a painkiller when I separated my shoulder. That shit is terrible because when you take it, and I took it the other day because I had, and I didn't have any work to do or anything because I had since I separated my shoulder, I got all kinds of pinched nerves and shit going on in my back. It's fucked up, and this was really bothering me. So I took this. The whole next day, I was so depressed. I mean, I was fucking depressed, and it had everything to do. I knew that exactly what was going on with my biochemistry. Man, I do not dig that shit at all. I don't know how people could fucking take that stuff. Maria was in such agony before she had her hips replaced that she had a prescription for that stuff, that Norco shit. And I don't know how the fuck she held it together, man. I mean, she took it and she'd go to class and everything. She really, you know, just has all my unlimited, infinite admiration for that. In pain, taking this opioid or whatever the fuck it is, when the way that fucks your brain up, and going to school and passing with great grades. I mean, Vicodin, fentanyl. Maybe Don was chopping up Vicodin. Hey, what is this shit? Get out of here. Piss off. Hydrocodone. That's what I took. Only it was called Norco. It was just, I hate that shit, man, what it did to me. It just like fucking wiped out my serotonin, man. Whatever keeps our mood up, it fucked me up the next day. Don't bother me, leave me alone, just fuck off. Fuck off. Just fuck clean off. Dun, 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 dun. I don't want to print that, man. I just want to print this one section. Can I do that? I don't want to do the image. Fuck me. Bloody hell. Ruddy fucking hell. All right, bloody well. Hey, wait a minute, man. Can't I just print one fucking page? I thought I could. One of nine. Well, let's go ahead and do it. Fucking print the fucker.
Frank Gray's Law Report.
I am Frank Gray, and I've got some legal... Is that the music, Margaret?
There's music behind you, Frank, yes.
Oh, should I...
Just keep talking.
This is Frank Gray, and this is the Law Report, and I've got one here. I took a case, this was in 1972, of a man who was one of the listeners, but also because the decisions of... There was an issue where a plaintiff bought a house. A man by the name of William Marvin. William Marvin, who bought a house, and it was over here in the Clydecker district. But he found out it was haunted, and he felt it was haunted. He thought there were things going on there. So what we did is we took it to court, and we sued the owner. It's ruled the seller should have disclosed the haunting, even though there's not much else that sellers in New York need to disclose. For example, someone who sells a property doesn't need to report if there are termites or cockroaches collapsing roofs or foundation. But according to the ruling, they do need to report ghosts.
In New York State?
In New York, you know, you're supposed to tell people if there's been a crime, like a murder committed in the house. Would I buy a house where a murder had been committed? Yeah, if it was nice enough. Goddamn right I would. Because I don't believe in ghosts. I'm sorry, I don't. And maybe they exist, and maybe I'll regret the thing that I say. And you know, but One, two, three, four. There's been too many scientific explanations for a lot of that shit, you know? Should we do Frank Ray first? I think we should. We have this little switching device that can switch between computers, but sometimes I go too fast and the mouse, the cursor just gets frozen in time. It doesn't know what to do, so I have to click back over and a bunch of bullshit. Nobody cares about this. Just shut your fucking hole. Shut your hole. Testing, one, two, three. The surf and the sand. The bitch and shit. Psycho Santa! C'est la vie, man. Fucking A.